Hello and welcome to the Disney Magic Hour, episode number 19. On this week's show, we are going to reimagine the great movie Ride. To my left, as always, is Brian. Say hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Across from me is Melissa. Say hello, Melissa.
Hello, Melissa.
And to my right is Scott. Say hello, Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Pete. And say hello, Pogo. That was Snow White remixed live by Pogo. So when you watch the video that I put the little link up to, you're actually going to see Nick himself kind of dancing around. Not kind of dancing around, dancing around. And really, really cool video. You can find more of his videos over on youtube.com/Pogo, his music over at soundcloud.com/Pogo Mix, and his home web address is pogomix.net. We are lastgenpodcast.com. Find us on Twitter at Diz Magic Hour Pod for this particular show. Find us on Facebook, Disney Magic Hour, and then head on over to iTunes and give a 5-star review, please, and hit that subscribe button so we can share the show with more and more people, and yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. So,
it's good stuff.
How's everybody?
Good, that was good.
Very good.
Awesome.
Good. One quick little, we're going to be going over great movie Ride and what we would like to see it reimagined as, which feels like it's going to happen eventually, but probably not before Star Wars is done.
No, I would think
that once Star Wars is finished, then they're going to do that. But Star Wars, again, I think is coming quicker than a lot of people thought, because construction and everything, at least in Disneyland, is starting January of next year.
Yeah, they're starting to close stuff already.
Yeah, they're already introducing the Season of the Force thing next year.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm sure that there's going to be an announcement for Hollywood Studios of some stuff that's going to be coming up soon.
Yeah.
And in that realm of information, Leonard Maltin was at a recent Q&A. I'm not exactly sure where. Empire Magazine reported on this. And according to him, Disney is prepping the original theatrical releases of Star Wars for Blu-ray release.
Wow, nice.
Which was something that I know I definitely said, like, as soon as the Disney thing happened, you're going to get your originals.
Yeah.
Because it's a good way to reach out to the fans and further repair a lot of the damage that was kind of done, that the fans feel were done to them in a lot of the stuff that Lucas did towards the end. At least give you the option of watching the originals or the special editions. I just hope they don't release the originals in their crappy form. You can still clean up the image, but have them in the original thing.
Yeah.
So look forward to that if you're a Star Wars fan. All right. You guys just want to jump right into the whole thing?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's just jump right in. You know that Turner Classic Movies. Is it
TMC.
Though?
Yeah, it's TMC. I always want to say TCM because I think that's what it was at one point, Turner Classics Movies.
Is
but
it?
Yeah, now it's Turner
I
Movie
feel like
Classics.
I say that backwards.
Well, TMC is the
Turner
is the
Classic
TV
Movies.
The TV
is what
station.
It is.
The TV station is not what we were talking about?
No, Turner Classic Movies.
Oh.
It is TCM.
Okay, so I thought that was right. Okay.
Boom. All right. The other one is the Movie Channel, which used to be a pay channel. I don't even know if that's a thing anymore.
That's TMC, though, at least. At least we'll still Turner Movie Classics. I don't know, whatever.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter. We
no,
all know
Turner,
who it is.
Turner is TCM.
Yeah, Turner Classic Movies.
It's TCM. It's not TMC.
That's what I always thought it was, Turner Movie Classics.
Oh,
TMC,
yeah, no, no.
But if it's the movie
because,
channel, then
yeah, exactly. No, it's definitely.
Yeah, there's a premium channel, the Movie Channel.
Yeah, we have it, so it. I know that that's, yeah.
That's still
so.
Around? It
yeah,
is still around.
Yeah, because we have
okay.
it. I have it on my package. Yeah.
We know that they are basically, they partnered up with Disney now, and they're a new sponsor of the ride. They already have the new introduction. They have some new voiceover work. But we're going to talk about taking it a step further and really, really reimagining the ride from start to finish. What do we want to keep? What do we want to get rid of? So we're going to take it scene by scene. Let's start with, well, first off, do you guys still want a live person?
No.
Yeah, I think that can go.
You think that can go completely?
Because if you don't have a good actor, like cast member, it makes the ride so boring. Mm-hmm. And it's a long ride. And without anything interesting, it feels like painful, you know? So either make sure you always cast good cast members, or I think we can maybe change technology and do really cool like voiceover stuff.
You want, maybe you want just Robert Osborne, the guy from Turner, who's doing the one now?
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that, you know, depending on themes. Like, I have a
well, Turner's definitely going to want their guy in there.
No, I know. But, like with certain scenes, like, I have a thing later on, like, that where I'm like, okay, this kind of voiceover could happen, you know, because maybe you can't get an actor to do it, but if it's, like,
so voiceover. You're talking about actual clips from the movie? Is that what you're talking about?
Or no. Just, like, in the sound system.
All right, okay.
Like, in the sound.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, I've gone on that ride so many times, I don't even pay attention to what they say anymore.
My big thing is that they're bad actors.
That too.
And it's I think it's kind of, it's so bad sometimes that it's uncomfortable to like sit through it.
See, I would be fine with it if they get rid of the acting portion of it and make it be more like the Jungle Cruise thing where, you know, they're narrating, throw a few funny lines, you know, whatever, but it's more a straight narration instead of what it is at the moment.
Yeah.
I still like the live cast member bit. I do like that, but I can do away with the acting.
Okay, gotcha. So you like the idea of being, what's the word I'm looking, a narration from a live person,
yeah,
but not the whole kidnapping.
Not
bit.
The whole, yeah, not, not right, the
we'll,
whole.
We'll get to that in a moment or so.
Let the pop guns now.
So let's start, and also, you know, we'll get to that when we get to that. Because the lack of reaction from most of these people when gunshots are going off is kind of amazing.
You mean from, like, the guests or from...
From the gangster. Oh, the guy, okay, like, playing the gangster. Because I watched a couple of videos today, mm-hmm, and, like, you just hear, like, pop, 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 pop. And he's just walking around, like, calmly, and then turns around, shoots, like, a shot, and then turns around again. You're like, this is lame.
Yeah, not only that, but a lot of times it's the person, and they have to do, like, that accent.
Oh, yeah.
That's you're right. Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, the cliche 40s gangster accent.
It's like trying to watch Blue Bloods with Mom.
Mm. Why is she trying to, like...
She watches that. No, she watches it, but they have horrible fake New York accents.
Oh, God.
The Wahlberg guy tries to do a New York accent, and it's not good.
Donnie Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Oh. He's a big Boston guy, isn't he?
I know.
Okay. All right. Enough of that.
It doesn't sound like that.
All right. So we start with Footlight Parade, which barely works nowadays. Does the water run anymore in that thing?
I don't remember seeing it. I think there's bubbles, right?
There might be bubbles still. I don't
know.
Footlight Parade. Let's first go around the table, and I want to keep it or leave it. Brian.
Leave it. Keep it. No, leave it. Get rid of it.
What are we doing?
All right, guys.
Well, you said keep it or leave it.
Yeah, if you keep it, you're going to keep it. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's why I got very confused for a second. I'm like, keep it. No, wait, leave it. No, I want it gone.
All right, keep it or get rid of it. That's easy.
Get rid of it. Okay, yes.
Melissa.
Get rid of it.
Scott.
Rid of it.
Get rid of it. Me too. Yeah, that's... All right, now, what would you put in its place? Let's start again. Let's just go with Brian. We'll go around the table again.
Well, I had two ideas. If we want to keep it a musical thing, I would love to see something... Grease in there, which would fit really cool. If we're not, and they just want to start chronologically, like, kind of thing, I would love to see maybe like a Charlie Chaplin thing in there.
They do seem like they want a chronological thing,
but then it goes away at the end.
Yeah, they throw it to the birds
right
at the end.
Exactly. The very beginning is like chronological, and then they're just like, no, we're just going to jump around.
Yeah, now we're just going into Alien just because.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little weird on that.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to remember your second thing because it does bleed into mine. So you said either Grease like a musical.
Yeah.
Or if you want to like really start with some of the origins of film, Chaplin.
Yeah, I would love to see something like that.
Melissa.
Well, I always thought that they put that there for a reason, like there was some type of, you know, significance to it. So I figured if you're going to like kind of start chronologically, you could go to some other significant film. And I thought you could do a Snow White scene because it would be the first feature length, you know, animated thing, so it has the music in it, but it's that kind of, you know, first groundbreaking type of idea. And I figured you could still do a scene, but it would be the end scene where she's in the glass coffin with the dwarves all around her, kind of on the left hand side, and then you have the prince on the right on his white steed.
Okay, all right, so you actually want something Disney.
Well, I figure because it would be a groundbreaking type thing. You know, it was the first feature length animated film, so I figured that would be kind of a good place to start.
All right, Scott,
I would like something.
My voice went really up on that.
Okay, Scott? I just wanted to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
I was gonna do the Heimlich in a second. I would do something like Brian said, a Grease type thing, a musical, something that's upbeat that gets you going. You know, because it's the first that first scene now is just like, ugh.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't get me excited. I want something that, you know, you could clap to and you can sing to, you know, like something, even Snow White, you know, you could do Hi-Ho, you know, whatever. You could do something that'll get you interested in the rest of the ride.
Yeah, I would go, this is ultimately a great movie ride. So I want something of film. I want the origins of film. I do think they have the right idea, the wrong film, because Footlight Parade isn't something that's very celebrated anymore.
Was that the first musical, though? Is that what that was? Don't they say something like that? Or
No.
Was the first one that won an award or something?
They do say something like the first something. And I was looking up today. I was like, was it the first talkie? And it's not, because that's a jazz singer.
Yeah, no.
And then I was like, so I don't understand where they picked this film from.
Mine would be a throwback to a 1902 French silent film directed by Georges Méliès, which is A Trip to the Moon. And even if you've never heard of the film, you know the image, and I'm showing it to you guys now.
Yeah, that was in the, what movie?
Hugo.
There we go.
If you ever watched the Martin Scorsese film Hugo, that's Ben Kingsley's character. He is playing Georges Méliès. And A Trip to the Moon, it's an image of a shuttle crashing into the moon's eye, and the moon has a human face. I'll be putting all these pics on the website in the article when this goes up. This to me is, number one, it's an incredibly iconic shot of film. Mm. I think almost everyone knows it, even if you've never heard of Georges Méliès or A Trip to the Moon, or even knew it was an actual full feature film. Mm. I think that this is the perfect way to kind of start your journey in, because there's something about the fact that it's a 1902 film, but they were already trying to push the boundaries of what you could do.
Yeah.
And I think that that says a lot. And then I think that there does need to be a part B to this, because the great that image can be a very just on its own.
Yeah.
And then I do think that Chaplin should be the next thing shown. And I think that it should be a scene from Modern Times, which, again, I'll put the pictures up here. This is when Chaplin is inside of the workings of almost, you know, the workshop that he's working in. He's in the gears, going around the gears. And it's interesting also because this is the film. You could do a different part of this film, because this is the first film where Chaplin's Little Tramp speaks. And it happens at the end of the film, because the whole first 95% of the film is a silent movie.
Yeah.
And he was very pressured into doing a talkie, which he didn't want to do. He didn't want the tramp to speak because he thought that that would kill the character immediately.
Right.
But he wound up going along with it. But what he does is he has him sing a song of gibberish. It sounds like French, but it's not. It's based off of a French song, but it's not. But even though he's speaking gibberish, he tells you an entire story. So it was I feel like it was Chaplin's way of saying, all right, I'm going to talk, but I'm still going to tell you a story without actually saying a real word, to show you that even though it's passé, the way that I did it still works, you know, regardless. You can still do things this way. So I thought it was great. So it would either be him in the gears, which really is the better visual, or him doing his song, which would be so great. I don't know how they would be able to do the song, because he's dancing a lot with an animatronic. But all of this, I think we can all say, even if something stays, the animatronic's got to be updated.
Yeah, right?
Updated. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So now we're moving on past Footlight Parade, and we get our Singing in the Rain and Mary Poppins combo. Brian.
I think they should stay and just be updated.
Melissa?
I'm torn. I do like them, but I think I can get rid of them for something else.
Okay. Scott?
I'm with Brian. Update.
I believe they should stay tuned, but they need an update, because they look hurting. I think that these are two phenomenal examples of that. I think that there are films that have aged well with modern audiences, but yeah, new animatronics. Now, Melissa, what would you like in place, or do you, you know, what aspects would you keep, get rid of, blah, blah, blah? What was your idea towards this portion of the ride?
Well, kind of going with my whole list, I was thinking Singing in the Rain could get replaced by the Casablanca scene, because I'm going to kind of do something later on with that area.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I figured I still wanted to keep Casablanca in there, but not in the section where it is now. So I figured this was kind of still going with old movies in the beginning. It can kind of stay.
All right.
And then Mary Poppins, it's an interesting transition. I don't know how well it works.
You look uncomfortable saying that.
Yeah, because everyone's like against like getting rid of them. So I kind of feel weird.
Don't worry about it.
But with Mary Poppins, it's an interesting scene because it's all like above you, because I'm trying to think of like all these ways like I could do different things, because like originally I was like, I'd love to do a Mary Poppins scene where they're in the horse race, because that's like really the more iconic part for me.
Okay.
So I was thinking that, and I'm like, you can't do that if they're in the sky. So then I was thinking, well, if you want to do another ode to something, I was like, maybe you could do an ode to animation in a different part of the world, and I was thinking a Studio Ghibli tribute. I know it's kind of like a jump in time, but My Neighbor Totoro came out in the 80s, and I think that kind of lends itself to an image in the sky. You know, Totoro flying around with the girls on his chest through the night sky, and then maybe Cat Bus.
Well, I would love that. I don't know if anyone would ever know what the hell it is, though.
But I think it would be a cool way to incorporate other, you know, ideas.
Remind me about Studio Ghibli at the end of the show.
Okay.
I want to share what I showed you a couple of nights ago.
I would love to see a Studio Ghibli thing, but I don't think anybody would really, the majority of people would not know. Like 9 out of 10 people would have no idea what it is.
But I mean, you're already kind of doing that with the ride as it is now. So I think like it would be a nice way to kind of incorporate other aspects of film, maybe not just United States films or something.
See, I'm okay with there being stuff in there that people don't know, because right now, I'm sorry, but 9 out of 10 people wouldn't know Chaplin's Modern Times.
Oh, yeah, no, but you know who Chaplin is.
Agreed, yeah.
That's what I mean. Like,
or do they? Does the newest generation have any idea who Charlie Chaplin is?
Do you know who Charlie Chaplin is?
Yeah.
He's 26. We're 28.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, but young kids, you know what you have to put in there to get young kids?
No, that's
true. You'd have to put Camp Rock in there. You'd have to put High School Musical.
Well, no, that's the thing.
You know what I mean?
Like,
that's what you'd have to put in there.
I'm not saying you have to put that in there for them. I'm saying I don't care whether or not they know it.
Oh, no, I agree.
Okay, okay.
But I just meant I personally would love to see it also. It's just I don't think that that's something they would put, because it wouldn't hit enough people.
Ghibli needs its own park.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Totoro was in Toy Story 3. So.
He was in Toy Story 3. Then you know what I say? I think that there should be a nod to Totoro in Toy Story Land.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
I think there will be.
Yeah.
Actually.
It would be awesome if there was a Studio Ghibli store.
Well, in Japan, they have a nice little area.
In Hollywood Studios, if they did like a cool thing.
You know what? If they go to Lasseter for any kind of input on Toy Story Land, look for some nice Miyazaki nods.
You know,
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Yeah. Or else it would be cool. I'm just all gutting in my head right now. That if they did like an art of animation thing, but it was like Studio Ghibli focused.
Yeah.
The thing is, Disney doesn't own that stuff.
No, I know.
They would have, I mean, they only distribute it in the
US.
They
just distribute it. Yeah,
that's all they do. So, okay.
Back to the ride.
We'll have a Studio Ghibli conversation another episode, because honestly, I think actually giving people knowledge of Studio Ghibli is very important, especially if you're a Disney fan. All right, so that's our little section over there. So you're actually, Melissa, you're moving Casablanca?
Yeah.
To free up the area, but are you going to have the same scene?
That's the thing. I don't know. I would probably want to change the scene, because even though it's like a really iconic scene, like you don't get
Ingrid Bergman?
Yeah, you don't get her talking. It's just...
Well, they don't have her rights.
I know. So, like, do you do something else? Do you maybe do him in the bar with the piano? God, I'm blanking on everything.
It's okay.
You know, play me another one kind of thing. Like...
Never says it. Just let you know.
It's like the Darth Vader.
Everyone quotes Darth Vader wrong.
No, there is something to be said about that, but that is the Casablanca scene.
know.
It is the castle. But okay, all right. We're going to... Okay, so that's how it is. We'll get to that portion when we get to that portion. Now we get to what I mean, I just call this Crime Alley. Does anyone else have a name for this? Is there an official name for this?
I call it the gangster scene.
That'll work.
Yeah.
So this is where, you know, we get into like the shady part of town, and we have a very recognizable voice of James Cagney doing the Public Enemy bit, where he's talking, you know, through the door to another guy. It's kind of comical, you yeah, know. It's mm-hmm. it's old school. It's old school crime stuff. It's a very large area, though, for it is one extremely. Animatronic.
I mean, it's for the animatronic. Yeah, but the scenery in that is great. It's yeah. I love the setup of everything. It looks really nice.
So what, Brian? Okay, keep or get rid of? Keep it or get rid of it?
Get rid of it, but keep it along the same theme.
Okay, so modify.
Modify it.
I got to throw in a modify option. I should have said that. Oh, wow. Melissa, what do you think?
I'm going to get rid of it.
Get rid of it totally.
Totally change it.
Okay, Scott.
I'm going to keep it, but update.
I'm going to modify. Okay. That would be my pick. So let's start. Melissa, you're the different one again. So I guess we'll talk about how we would modify.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about what you would like in thing. I think gangster films, crime films, are a massive part of film, and it absolutely needs a spot.
Yeah.
I think that James Cagney's Public Enemy should stay, but let's bring that to the more beginning and not the middle of that section,
yeah.
Because the rest of that section is going to be changed for me. I think that there are three films off the top of my head that I thought of that should be represented in this area. Number one is 1967's Bonnie and Clyde. And that's with Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. I would want the image of them sitting outside their car. It's pretty much the most famous yeah. image from that film. It's actually a publicity shot on that particular one. They're looking straight into the camera. But I would love that. And then there is the greatest crime film is The Godfather. Trying to get Brando's likeness would probably be one of the most difficult things and not worth the effort. Quite honestly, because The Godfather 2 is, in my opinion, has the best scene of the trilogy, not that the third one, we don't speak of it very much. And that is the kiss of death between Michael and Fredo at the New Year's Eve party where, you know, Michael's got him and he, you know, he says, you know, I know it was you, Fredo, you broke my heart. So have Pacino and John Cazale in there. Which John Cazale, who played Fredo, just in case you guys don't know, he passed away very, very young, at the age of 42. I think he had like a bone marrow cancer or something like that. But the films that he was in before he passed away, Godfather 1 and 2, Sidney Lumet's Dog Day Afternoon, The Conversation by Coppola, and Deer Hunter.
Wow.
So he was just, everything he was in was a seminal 70s film. It was yeah. unbelievable. He had an incredible career for such a short career. And then there would be a third scene, and that is Goodfellas.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And my scene for Goodfellas is the trunk open scene where Jimmy Conway has a gun pointed in, and they are shooting Billy Batts. Obviously, you won't see Billy Batts. This is still Disney. But again, I'll flip around the camera, the iPad to yep. show you guys a picture.
That's the exact scene I had in my head.
Okay. Yep. The only thing about this is that you would have to flip the camera 180 degrees. Onto the other side so you could see De Niro's face.
Yeah.
Because the way the shot is compositioned right now, it's the back of De Niro. No yeah. good. We need De Niro.
Yeah, and of course.
So I would flip this around. So De Niro is pointing his gun into the trunk. You can just have a flash going off mm-hmm. of the muzzle. And then you've got Pesci there with the knife and Ray Liotta back there as well.
Yeah.
So that would be mine. And then I would also, that whole final thing with the acting and the gangster acting, That is done.
Yeah, no, I don't want that.
Our narrator is just our narrator, nothing else. And we can go through a shootout still, but update it to the 40s. Make the whole... I mean, is it the 40s currently?
I think so.
Kind of feels like it, right?
Yeah.
Still have a shootout. That's fine. But then we got to hightail it out of there.
Yeah.
And we're going to be looking for someone to save us, which would then lead into what I think should happen next. Brian, how do you see the crime alley gangster scene from Great Movie Ride?
Actually, I had a very similar idea. I would like to see, instead of just the one scene with Public Enemy and, you know, the long drive through New York, you know, the city and stuff like that, which is really cool. I'd like to see some scenes from some of the, you know, the seminal gangster movies like Godfather. I wasn't sure what scene, but
It's got to be Brando that's behind be, the desk.
Yeah, I was
or the you know
that's the I one I was picturing Fredo. Brando behind a desk, but the other one I'm sure would work just as well. And then Goodfellas, like I said, was definitely that scene.
You want to have it realistic? You should have the Brando behind the desk. The Robert Duvall animatronic would have cue cards with Brando's lines because that's what was going on.
Yeah,
because of course Brando wouldn't relearn his lines. so I'm sorry. What other scenes would you want in there?
I mean, I don't know if you could really have this in there, but I would think it would be a cool scene. Would be like the Scarface scene. Where he's...
Cocaine?
No. Good God, no. That would be fantastic, especially if he was throwing it up into his face and stuff like that. No, the scene where he's got the guns.
Say hello to my little friends. Yeah. I think you could, because if he's not actively firing at someone you can see...
Yeah, he could just be doing, you know, and yeah, they could do the... I think that would be another cool scene to have
that
in
would,
there.
That would be definitely something that everyone would know as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's like a, you know, an iconic scene.
Scott, what would you add to this? Or I think, modify, I guess I should say.
I think with how big that area is, like you guys were saying, have it like kind of like a dark area and just have when you get to that scene, like, you know, kind of like little memory blots, you know, where you put the light on that scene. And like you said, it's just one, two lines, you know what I mean? But it's just as you're going through and...
All different animatronics? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Like, okay. You know, to the left you have... You know,
a scene from the whatever Godfather, you know,
and then you turn the corner and to the right, there's a scene from Goodfellas. Then there's the scene to the left, but after you pass it, the light goes back out and the next one pops up.
Okay.
So you're kind of drawn.
Little vignettes.
Yeah.
I got you.
And one of my favorites would have been from A Bronx Tale. And it's the scene where they're in the bar with the bikers. And Chaz Palminteri.
Yeah, Chaz Palminteri.
He goes up to the door. And he says, well, now you just can't leave. And he locks it in and they all, you know, beat up on the bikers that have come into that town.
All right, so maybe we just have the one of Chaz like, opening the door, now you can't leave.
Yeah, and then they play that one song where it's, you know, it's a great scene. But yeah, something like that where you utilize the space more.
Yeah, you'd have to really get the timing down too because if you guys remember in the current vehicles... The back half of the vehicle almost experiences a different ride than the first half.
Yeah.
Because it's so slow moving. Mm-hmm. So you're hearing about narration for Singing in the Rain, but you can't even see it yet.
Yeah. Maybe they could cut the trains in like half, you
that
know.
Wouldn't be bad.
You have more trains.
I would love to do that.
You know what I mean? But you just have less.
And if you don't need like an actor doing anything, then you don't have to worry about we need all these people in this one block, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, if you like just had this one guy sitting there doing narration, then do one car and just go right through.
Yeah, that's just like three rows.
I like that idea a lot, actually. I really like
some
that idea.
Instances like that, you wouldn't even have to have narration per se.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could be like, well, now we're going to go into the era of, you know, mafia films.
I would really like Robert Osborne to just basically narrate the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, the more talking about it, I think that might be the way to go.
It would sound better.
It would.
You know, he's what he does.
That's what I was going to say. It's what he does.
It's what he does. There's a reason he gets paid to do it. It's because he's really good.
Yeah.
Melissa, now you have something utterly different. What do you got?
Yeah.
Don't tell me another animated film, though, because this is about movies.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah,
even though they're all movies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you got?
All right, well, I kind of said this today, and then I kind of ran with it. In keeping with the whole, like, crime thing, but kind of flipping it on its head, I figured to do a superhero scene. They have a lot of properties now, but I figured you could probably also do some other ones. It's a big area, so I figured you could kind of break it up a little bit. You know, if you want to enter still into like a dark scene, you could start off with Batman, and it could just be like a little, you know, an animatronic of him like trying to, you know, I don't know, investigate something on his computer, saying, you know, I gotta find Joker's lair or something.
Well, which Batman are we talking about here?
I would want it to be as ambiguous as possible.
No.
Okay. As what? I'm no, sorry. What was that? I didn't hear.
Ambiguous. Was...
Ambiguous. Possible?
No, you've got to pick one. It just can't
be
Batman.
Well, then I guess if you're going to do like an iconic one, but I would still keep it with the dark like Batman, I guess you could do Michael Keaton because wouldn't do Adam West.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, it's a bit cheesy. But yeah, I guess you could do like a Michael Keaton and you could do a fun kind of transition into the city, and then you would have like Superman fighting in the sky, and you would have Reeves up there with Zod.
Okay.
And then kind of go on, if you're looking like in a city, you could do Avengers, you'd have Spider-Man in there.
Yeah, we do, also, I just want to let, don't worry about the rules of Marvel in the parks and blah, blah, blah. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, no, I figured.
You know, that's why, like, yeah, Brenda would be great, even though I didn't, I like the other scene more. But yes, of course, if you're going to have a superhero thing, you're going to want the Avengers, right?
Yeah.
Actually, my superhero thing is going to come up next, because I think it should replace the Western.
Yeah. That was mine too.
But we'll get to that in a second. So what else do you have in there? Okay.
Well, I was thinking,
even though actually that would be, I mean, like, you could have it like a Batcave scene and then a Metropolis site, you know, scene that you're already kind of in the city, and then you get to the Avengers.
Yeah. So I figured it would kind of work. And then I was thinking, you know, how you do the end scene instead of doing a gangster shootout. What I thought would be really cool was you could kind of have a little battle between Magneto and Professor X, and Magneto tries to like take over your vehicle. So maybe you get like a little rocking of the vehicle, nothing crazy, nothing jolting, just a little like shake back and forth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it would be like kind of like a voiceover of Ian McKellen with his Magneto.
It's got to be him. Yeah, it's got to be, again, movies.
Yeah. So you would have him, maybe you have an animatronic, you know, kind of floating in the air like Mary Poppins is floating kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then you have, you know, Professor X enter and in his wheelchair. And of course, it's Patrick Stewart. And he just says, no, Magneto. And he does, you know, his telepathy, you know.
Freezes everything?
No, he takes over Magneto's mind and just.
So he's not wearing his helmet.
Talks to him.
Mm-hmm. You gonna have Magneto out of his helmet? Is that what you're telling me right
now?
You
gotta see his face, yeah.
Heresy. Heresy! I don't know.
There's plenty of times where he's out of his helmet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. I don't know. I think of the helmet, obviously. I think of the helmet.
I know it's iconic, but...
Cool.
I think you should also see his face, so...
Alright, well, my superhero thing, as much as I enjoy the next section of the ride... where we get our Western scene. Spielberg recently said that the modern day Western is the superhero film. And I agree with that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what our next thing should be. We're getting out of Crime Alley and we're being saved by our heroes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it fits perfectly like that too.
Yeah. So, okay. So let's go Western scene. Brian, keep, kill it, modify it.
Kill it.
Melissa.
Kill it.
Scott.
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
I know. I have like three. I have like three options for every different option. I
don't want to kill it. I just want it to go away.
Okay. I want to get rid of it too. And my, you know, I'll do my version first because it's kind of akin to yours.
Okay.
I think that it should open with Christopher Reeve as Superman, but I specifically want the Christopher Reeve that is smiling at the end of the original Superman film.
Okay.
That's the animatronic I want flying over the thing.
The vehicle.
Thank you. Secondly, I do think that there should be a Batman, but I 100% think it should be Christian Bale's Batman.
Okay.
Because I absolutely think you need Heath Ledger's Joker.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
And the scene that I would want is when Heath Ledger is upside down, turning around the 360 degrees on a string, mm-hmm. at the finale of The Dark Knight. So Batman is standing over him victorious. We can kind of alter it in the ending because that's not exactly what happens. But Batman is standing looking like victorious over him. And Heath Ledger is spinning around doing his laugh.
That'd be good.
And then that's what you go by. And then, yeah, you go into a brighter cityscape. And I think the Avengers should be battling Loki.
That's what I had. Yeah, they're battling Loki. Spider-Man's up in the, you know, webs.
Yep.
Yeah.
I 100% think it should be the Avengers battling Loki. And as you're passing by that area and you go into the next one, you hear Stark say something like, you should be careful. There's even more stuff up. There's even darker stuff up ahead, which they kind of do this time. That's when, I mean, John Wayne says, like, be careful up there. There's, you know, there's weirder stuff. You know, it's dangerous up there. And you have your shootout. But I always kind of felt like he was referring to the alien thing later.
Yeah.
Even though he's really not, probably. But that would be what I would want there. I would want my superhero sequence to be there. Brian, what would you see in place of the Western?
I also thought that would be a great place to have a superhero section. And you guys basically have you've said it all. I can't really think of anything else I would want there.
Okay.
Other than that, I really would love to see the Christopher Reeve Superman and a Batman. And, yeah, the event. I mean,
well, who would your Batman be?
I would go with Christian Bale also.
You would go with Bale as well? Okay.
Because only because he was the, you know, he was a Batman for the three movies. The other ones were not as iconic as him. I mean, Keaton was, but
Keaton would be your only other option. He'd be my
only other option.
He was like the backup. But I figured if you're doing Reeves as Superman, like I kind of went back Reeves.
And
sorry.
If they wanted to do the one with like Batman and Robin, then I don't want it in there.
No, God.
You don't want like metallic shiny suits.
No, I don't
stuff?
Want that. Then they can nipples. Skip Batman can stay out then.
Scott, what would you have in that area?
Like Brian just said, you and Melissa probably hit it on the most. But my final scene would be extremely hard to do with what we were talking about with timing.
Spawn.
No.
Spawn.
No, it's an Avengers scene. But it's the scene with the Hulk and Loki in the movie where he punches them through the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, when he smashes them
on the ground and stuff.
Tony God?
Yeah.
Like, that would be weird to do with animatronics.
That would be hard to do. Yeah. But that...
Can't get that Yeti to move.
That would be awesome. Yeah, they have trouble with the Yeti. That's true.
Either that or the scene with him and Thor.
Oh, he just punches him?
He just punches him in the wall. I just feel like there's not so much comedy in this ride. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I think Iron Man could throw a joke out there. Going backwards... Charlie Chaplin should make you laugh.
Yeah.
I
mean, as now, the ride now.
Oh,
like
as of
no,
now, yeah.
There's no really
corny jokes.
Yeah.
There's incredibly awful corny jokes, which I really... In Jungle Cruise, it works, because it's the whole mood of the thing.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be
in
that
this,
way.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
I think it really sticks
and
out
I mean,
as
like
a
in the,
sore thumb.
And the scenes we were talking about with all the Avengers, you could make it in a really short period of time, but get them all in.
Yeah.
Like in the first Avengers, when they're fighting in New York City, you have the buildings, and then you have, you know, Iron Man come flying across, followed by one of the Centurion, whatever they call them.
Chitauri. Yeah.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. Huh? I think that's what it would be, too. You would basically come across each separate Avenger in their own fight.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it would culminate with Iron Man, like, having one of his, firing a beam across.
Yeah.
And it would be, I think it'd be really great. Following that,
wait.
I'm sorry.
I didn't get to say.
Oh,
my
that's
Western
right.
Scene.
Because your superhero was in the gangster scene. So now, what is in what is currently the Western for you?
Well, I kind of went it with the idea of Western frontiers, blah blah blah. I'm gonna go fantasy movies because probably the biggest chunk of my adult life was Lord of the Rings and then The Hobbit. So you have these epic fantasy films that really brought fantasy ideas to the public, you know, the general public. And I'm a huge fantasy fan just in terms of reading, so I like this. But I thought, kind of do a little twist. If you're coming from the superhero, you know, space where I had the gangsters, so you come from the superheroes, I figured you'd enter and you'd actually go into the Hellboy mythology. Because it's still fantasy-esque, but he's kind of a... hero,
he's
anti-hero, kind of.
He's a superhero.
Yeah. So I figured it would kind of be a cool blend to go into the Western scene. Now you'd go into Hellboy, still be a city. He's fighting Hellspawn. You have Abe Sapien there, Hellboy. I think you'd have some really cool animatronics there. Why are you smiling?
I'm just amazed that you went to Hellboy. That's all. I want a third movie so badly. It's been coming up so much lately. You know, the hope of a third film. So I'm sorry. That's all I was thinking.
Yeah. So then you'd go from like the Hellboy, and I figured it'd be a cool transition to kind of go through like a Hellmouth kind of thing in a like a portal kind of idea, and you enter the world of Lord of the Rings, and then you'd get the whole fantasy of Bilbo. You have to start with Hobbit first. Bilbo walking.
Tui.
Yeah, because you have you have Bilbo walking under his stone trolls. It would just be like little iconic scenes from the thing. So it would be Bilbo walking under his stone trolls. Then on the other side, you'd have the Fellowship of the Ring gathering.
Okay.
There was a McDonald's toy that came out that's what Gandalf said. And that phrase got played over and over.
The Fellowship of the Ring?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is the Fellowship of the Ring.
Okay.
Yeah, it was bad. And then I guess you would end that kind of scene with Frodo and Sam entering Mount Doom on that pathway. You know, when they're going into the volcano.
This is a huge scene. You realize that, right?
Well, no, like the Bilbo and the trolls is just like one thing.
Yeah, but the Western section is like three buildings.
Because I'm kind of like, like going past it a little bit.
All right, we're building a whole new building.
Yeah, she's doubling the size. Okay. She's doubling the size.
Well, because I took out Casablanca up ahead, so it's kind of got space.
Okay,
Casablanca is the size of the kitchen.
I got space.
All right, you got space.
And so the end would be Sam and Frodo and Gollum in walking into Mount Doom with the volcano.
Can I offer a different thing just for the Hellboy part?
Sure.
I love Hellboy. I really do. It is neither an iconic film nor a very well-known film. But I think what you said with fantasy is perfect. And I think The Princess Bride would be something that people would love.
Okay, yeah. I don't really know that movie so well. So
okay.
Yeah, I didn't go there.
I think The Princess Bride would be something in there.
Okay. I actually have that coming up later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. We'll get to that later. And I think the Lord of the Rings is a good one. But I think that's a big section that you just did. I'm surprised you went that big on Lord of the Rings. That's cool.
Yeah, because it was three films, then you had the three Hobbit films. They were 3 hour long. They were epic. It changed the way you kind of watched fantasy movies. And,
everyone's tried to imitate it since. Yeah, and
they've had, with The Hobbit, they had the 48 frames per second. So they did have some new updated technology to bring into filmmaking. So I did think it was some type of...
Very cool. Trust me, I wish that Disney signed that deal with them.
Yeah.
I think they're going to regret that the same way they regretted not letting Potter come in.
Because
they didn't want to give Rowling as much power as she wanted.
Yeah.
And I think they regret that. I think they're going to really regret not getting Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Because that's going to come one of these days
to
Universal. And that's going to be a massive miss. Where they had the first shot, basically, at both of those properties. And that was a huge mistake.
Yeah.
Huge mistake. Okay, so going past that, where we go into the alien scene, which is really just the corridor. Brian, what are my options again? What did I say? Keep it?
Don't
keep
kill it.
Get rid of it.
Modify.
Yes.
This is really a hard one for me because I love the scene. I think I want to keep it, but modify it.
This is the worst animatronic in the entire
world. It's horrible.
With a bullet, that is the worst animatronic.
It is. But I love the scene. I think it's actually scary. Especially if you don't know the first time through, it's scary because you don't know where things are popping out. And I would like to keep it, but modify it.
Melissa, are we still in Mount Doom at this point? Where are we?
Shut up.
No, what do you want to do?
I'm going to get rid of it.
You're going to get rid of it. Okay. Yeah. Scott.
Modify.
I'm going to
modify. I'm not playing this game no more.
It's not a game. There's no winner. Relax.
I know.
I'm going to modify as well. Melissa, let's first hear what you would change.
Okay. Well, I was initially thinking sci-fi. You could probably do a Star Wars thing because that was a pretty iconic, movie. But then you're going to have Star Wars land, so it's kind of like
a whole ride.
Yeah.
So it's kind of meh.
That would have been in there if there wasn't a land coming. Yeah.
Exactly. No, 100% it would have been in there if we weren't getting Star Wars land.
So then I kind of went a really weird route.
Oh my God, what?
Well, because I was kind of going for my fantasy world.
A Dune? What do you want?
No.
Spice.
Spice.
The sequence is 4 hours long.
The Tremors.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I went Pan's Labyrinth.
Okay.
But I went with this scene. You could have a little intro with the Fawn, maybe asking have you seen the lost princess kind of thing. And then, he says, I think she went through this door. And then you get the Pale Man scene. And I
scare the hell out of everybody.
Yeah, I figured you'd kind of keep it scary. You could have, if you were still having a narrator doing any kind of acting, you could have him be the one that touches a piece of food on the table.
Okay.
So your first scene is just the whole, feast laid out with the, man sitting there with his hands down, and then something happens, and then the hands come up, and you see the eyes in the hands.
Listener, if you've never heard of Pan's Labyrinth, it's a Guillermo del Toro film. It's a Spanish film. And just do a Google search on Pan's Labyrinth Pale Man, P-A-L-E-M-A-N. And you'll get a... I'll put in a picture.
Yeah,
it's literally the the worst thing you've ever seen. The it's scariest thing you've ever seen.
It's great. The creepiest thing is the music with the clicking sounds.
Yeah.
So I think if you had that, and as your ride vehicle's going through and you know like he's coming for you, I think that would be like a really cool, intense kind of thing. So no, that was my...
I mean, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
It is one of my favorite... It's absolutely one of the best movies and one of the best fantasy films ever made.
Yeah.
I really hope that he nails it with Crimson Peak. I hope that we get that level. I don't know. The trailers don't do... Trailers don't look great, honestly.
No, you know who should do every single trailer? Crimson Peak. The person who did the trailer for Goodnight Mommy, because he made that movie look fantastic.
Yeah, that movie was garbage. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
All right. So you want to do... See, I was kind of going on what you said. Thid? Going on what you said. I this is an interesting idea of the Fawn... All right, first of all, I will tell you, I would be amazed. I mean, if we were building this, great, but no one else would know what the hell was going on. The Fawn would be great as an introduction to other fantasy films like that,
okay.
And then culminating maybe in the Pale Man scene.
Okay.
Something like that. Like when you said go through this door, I was like, oh, we're going to go into another film. And then you go into another film, and then you wind up eventually in Pan's Labyrinth.
Well, then maybe instead of the Hellboy thing that I had in there, I could put the Fawn there.
And you want a Guillermo del Toro ride, though. You
yeah,
realize that's
what
that
you
right?
Want. Oh, yeah, you know realize that. Right?
You're building a Guillermo del Toro Miyazaki ride.
Well, no,
do you
I was
want
just
a Jaeger in there anyway?
I was just trying to think of things that were not just United States great movie rides. Like, I was trying to think of things that, you know, culturally could be significant outside of here.
You know what? If I will honestly give you a couple of examples of foreign films that if they want, which I think should be shown. Oh, by the way, that whole scene with Chaplin, that is in black and white. There's no color at all. It's 100% black and white. I think Seven Samurai is a film that is, it is largely, usually in the top five of greatest films ever made. Akira Kurosawa. And if you wanted to go into a foreign film, it should be Kurosawa, Francois Truffaut. Well, I don't want to say Godot because I don't like Godot. You know, something like that. There would be a foreign film section where you would get certain films of that ilk, which I think is deserved. I think it's highly deserved. Amelie would be something I would love to see. Another one that was, you know, very successful foreign film, you know, in the States as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I agree. I think that there's definitely a place for that in the attraction, absolutely. Brian, how do you want to modify?
I do. Honestly, I really like the way it is. I think they just need to modify
the animatronics
and maybe make the scene with the aliens popping out a little more hidden, a little better, and a little more, maybe the alien comes a little closer, because it's kind of like, right now, yeah, you know, it's kind of
Disney distance. It's though, Disney,
yeah. Well, that's the thing. But I would definitely just see them to upgrade it. I like it the way it is.
Yeah, okay. Or even just make it like a little bit more of like a faster moving animatronic. Because now it's like I'm coming.
Yeah, that's
for
the
you
thing. That's what I mean. Just like speed up the animatronic. Yeah. Hide it better with some fog or
actually,
lighting. You know,
I think it's well hidden. I think the problem is that again we go to that the ride cart is just too damn long.
Yeah.
So
that's true. It's probably where you're sitting.
You see it like a full 90 seconds before you actually get to that area. Yeah.
So if you had a nice small ride cart, it would pop out at you.
It actually might
even
actually
in
pop
that
out.
If they had some kind of like a
yes digital production?
No, like a thing that the cart goes through. But it blocks the view. From
I see what you're
you.
Saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are they? They're like a tarp type.
Yeah, thing. I know what you mean. I understand what you're saying.
Where it just kind of opens so the cart can get through.
Yeah.
And then
it
closes again. You know.
Or just enough of a smoke screen.
Yeah, that's all you really
know.
Even
a fog thing that you go through would be creepy.
Yeah, yeah. My modification is the same thing. It's just the updated animatronics and then like maybe even, I don't know, the alarms and the things in the ship kind of annoy me in that section.
Because they go on for way too long.
Yeah.
But that's like an iconic
kind of
thing.
Film,
that's kind of the thing.
All right,
yeah.
So I'm going to take what you guys are saying, and I agree. I like that. I like that area scene. But take Sigourney Weaver out of there, okay? Have it just be like you being attacked by the aliens, and then near the end, the room opens up, and I want the alien queen facing off against Ripley.
That would be nice.
In the work loader, when Ripley's in the big work loader at the finale of Aliens, that's what I want.
That's
and I want that to be a nice big scene. And, you know, she's basically fending off the alien queen so you can escape. I like the idea of you being noticed and recognized by the scenes.
Yes.
In some of them, not all of them.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
Like, I don't want Rick to be like, why don't you get out of here? Like, that would be stupid, and I would put my head through the wall.
Yeah.
But Rick from Casablanca, in case anyone didn't know what I meant. So that's what I would want. Now we're going into – are we covered on that now?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So now we're going to go into where the indie scene is, and we can kind of build in. The indie sequence is the same thing as also in The Mummy. Do we want to do that as one?
Well, this is the thing. The indie scene is the indie scene, and then they transition to that, and they use The Mummy as their horror scene.
Okay, so let's just do the indie scene.
Yeah.
So indie scene. Keep it, modify it, get rid of it. Brian.
Modify it.
Melissa.
Get rid of it.
Okay. Scott.
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it. Holy crap. Modify it. You devil worshippers.
You heathens.
Well, no.
Okay, yeah. Let's definitely get there.
I got to get away
first from
the table for a minute because I'm getting mad now.
Well, no, because I think that horror should have more than just a, oh, here's a mummy and this was like the thing, you know, for like 10 seconds.
Agreed.
Well, I think that thing should be horror. I did put indie somewhere else. So my ride is like 4 days long. You're going to need food.
You need the backlot tour.
Why are you moving everything?
Why are you moving everything?
Because the horror scenes that I picked don't fit with indie. Because that, to me,
you
is not
horror. You
just
had the Pale Man. That wasn't your horror?
Well, it should have been.
Wait a minute.
Because that's a horror fantasy movie. That's a horror movie.
A being that eats children. That is not your horror part.
No, that was fantasy.
Very well. Okay, wait a minute. Okay. So, Melissa, wow. What do you want to do with your portion of indie? Are you now also including the horror section?
Yeah, I'm kind of like, this whole thing is horror.
Okay. So go with what you would put in that area.
I figured you can kind of do, again, like little scenes from iconic horror scene films. So I figured the first thing that you could have would be the rocking chair from Psycho with the mother in it, but it would not be facing you.
It's going to, you know what? Okay, I know that we're playing like the there are no rules thing, but a Universal film, I think, is kind of pushing it.
Because that is Universal.
Yeah, that's right. Owned by Universal. So that's my only thing with, oh my God, I would love it. I would like cry. I would be so happy to see that because they're not doing anything with the Hitchcock properties over in Universal Studios, which I think is stupid. But let's try to avoid direct Universal stuff.
All right. Well, I don't know then.
No,
so.
Well, the only thing is...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let me ask you something, Pete. The Mummy and all that stuff was Universal, right? Yeah. I think that's why they had that section was so short. They're kind of like... They just mention it. They didn't show anything. They just kind of mentioned it.
That's exactly why it's like that, because they couldn't get... You know what, though? Screw it. Let's make believe, like, whatever. Money talks, all right? Disney's like, hey... Here's money. Blah, and it suffocates three of the executives with money. Melissa, what is your section?
I don't know. I was just going to incorporate scenes like, you know, the thing from Psycho, the Here's Johnny scene with his face coming through the door with
Shining.
Yeah, from Shining.
Oh, well, that's great. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
But then just like little, like, because I don't know, the horror thing to me, like, they just kind of do like a boom, boom, boom. And I know why, but it's like if you could do a boom, 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 but then like with, like Freddy and Jason and Leatherface, like just kind of like there, like I don't
like the
know.
Iconic movie monsters.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
but like not the like the modern. Yeah.
I was gonna say that's the
not
yeah.
the traditional ones, but now the updated horror kind of stuff.
Little thing, and actually, I own the film, so if you ever want to watch it, we'll watch it. That Here's Johnny scene is a complete ripoff. Did you know that?
I think you've told me, but I don't remember.
It's a complete lift from a silent film called The Phantom Carriage.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
And the husband breaks into the... I mean, like, you can put frame by frame most of the shots next to each other. And the Phantom Carriage, I want to say, was 1929. Somewhere around there. It was very early. It's a very Dickensian film. It is a Christmas Carol with a tiny twist. But yeah, that entire sequence is actually from the Phantom Carriage. So I loved it. I mean, can we get a pool of blood? Like, does an elevator open and we get like a blood?
It might be a little messy. A
little much? What about the twins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
can we get the twins?
If you're going to do like a whole horror thing, I think you should go a little
this
bit more.
This is so
with...
not a Disney ride. No. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. No, if we're going to... Well, I... Yeah.
The twins are terrifying.
They're scary.
They're just twins.
Can I get Scatman Crothers?
don't know.
Can I get that? No? Damn it, woman.
I don't know who that
Sorry.
Is. No, I think that would be a great
The Shining
scene.
Would be an amazing addition.
Definitely. And that's something that's scary, but Disney's, like, it can work on a Disney ride. That
Here's
scene.
Johnny can work.
Here's yeah. Johnny, you
Here's
know.
Here's Johnny could definitely work. Not the hotel room sequence.
No. I have, after the indie section, I want a horror section, an actual horror section.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that because I want to do the same thing.
Okay.
Okay. Was there anything else that you wanted in there? I like that, though. I love the idea of the Shining thing. Absolutely love it. I'm actually surprised I did not have that in here. And in my horror section, I'm going to probably throw that in there because it needs to be in there. Mm-hmm. The Shining, for many people, is the scariest thing they'll ever see. And I don't know if I could pull off an Exorcist without being too over the line in a Disney park. Yeah. But Shining, you can.
I do have one shot that I think you could pull off.
Okay. Oh. All right. Scott?
I have the same thing. I want to take that sequence and make it a horror. And go.
You don't want an indie sequel. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. You said you wanted to get rid of it too.
I want to go from horror, you know, from the start, like Dracula, Nosferatu. You know what I mean? Like,
I think Nosferatu, you might be able to get again. Like, okay, we're playing like the rules don't count.
Right.
Universal is Dracula.
Right.
Yeah, the classic Mummy, Frankenstein, but,
Nosferatu. Yeah. I don't believe. No, that is not. That's an old German silent film. Yeah. That's not anything. Yeah. Nosferatu would be a brilliant pick because that's also something that maybe a lot of people don't know of, but they might.
They know that
if they
image.
See the image, they're going to be like, oh, I know that.
It was in a cartoon episode of SpongeBob SquarePants. So
then kids
everybody
know
that.
And I think that's an iconic image. End of the ride when they have all those clips. I think there's a scene of that.
Oh, you know what? I think there was.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there is. Yeah. But yeah, Nosferatu is a classic German impressionistic.
But I would definitely do, just because that's that section, only because right now, the way it is with the actor,
terrible.
It's way too long.
Yeah. That whole jewel sequence. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, if they wanted to shorten that, like, tremendously.
Yeah, as if it didn't exist. As if it didn't exist. That's the proper shortage for that scene.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
And it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. For me, my modification on the indie sequence would be it is shorter. Because I do want a larger breath. Because also I think we're going to get a new indie ride. Mm-hmm. I want a larger breath for the horror. And I want the idol sequence.
That's the exact one I want.
Yeah. I want. Because seeing the way that they did Johnny Depp's facial... expressions in Pirates of the Caribbean. This is now, a solid 7 years later or so since came out?
Yeah.
Around there, right? The work that they could do on a Harrison Ford single animatronic, him facing you with the bag of sand and in one hand, you know, about to pick up the idol, I think it would be incredible. Bonus points, I want Satipo in the background as played by Alfred Molina, and he's just rubbing his fingers together as he's watching him. That, to me, is actually the most important thing in that whole thing. I want Alfred Molina somewhere in there.
See, and that scene, too, is kind of like on a turn.
Yeah.
You know? So even if you had that scene as you're transitioning into the horror, I think that'd be perfect.
Well, I think that fits transitioning into the horror, too, because it's kind of the setting around that. You're in, like, you know, you're in, like, the
hidden
catacombs thing.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool. All right, so let's go into our horror. Now, Melissa, you kind of gave us your horror. Was there anyone else that you wanted to put in there?
Nope.
Okay. Brian, your horrors.
Now this is where it gets tricky because it's Disney, so you can't just throw Freddy Krueger out there. Right. And but I think you can get certain scenes in there and get the feel of it without actually
terrifying
showing anything.
Children to death.
The Exorcist, a shot, some type of scene, the scene with him at the box art.
The street lamp.
Him standing just that. And, you know, and that's where the narration for these are going to come in. It's going to be more. And it's going to talk about, you know, the Exorcist from that. I would love to see, of course, I think it would be great, but they're not going to, you know, we just talked about it, a psycho scene with the shower scene would be great. Just with her in the shower and then you see the...
See, mine would be different for Psycho.
All right.
Mine would be the light swinging back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you see Norman in the mother dress.
Well, see, mine was going to that she was, you just see the rocking chair with like...
In the fruit cellar.
Yeah, but then like the chair would turn and you'd see a skeleton. And then the next part would be that you see him in the dress.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, well, yes.
I would love to see a scene from The Birds.
Yeah.
That would be something. That would be something that they could do, I think, that would work. I don't know. I would love for them to include the classic, the 80s slasher villain somehow, you know, but really hard.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
The only scene I can think of is it's kind of, but you can't because the scene where Johnny Depp is on the bed with the headphones on. No. Not with them actually killing him, but that scene where he's laying on the bed before that, and you could just be like, Freddy, you know, Freddy, he kills you, you know, in your dreams. Or, you know, he attacks him in your dreams. That would be cool. I know they're not going to do anything like that.
No.
But, yeah.
I think you'd hit the nail on the head with the Exorcist sequence. The Exorcist scene with Max von Sydow's character, Marin. Marin! Love that. Always creeps me out when she yells that. I think that's phenomenal. And that could be your entire left side.
Yep.
And then, in a perfect, you know what? No. I don't want Psycho, because I also know it's not a possibility. On one, you would have your Exorcist sequence. On the other one, I want The Shining.
Yeah, no, I would definitely go with The Shining. I didn't think of that either, because I just...
And what I want is, I would love to have the door sequence, but I would also love to have a long hallway sequence with Danny on his little tricycle.
Yeah.
And then down the way is the two twins.
Yeah. See, I didn't think of that because that doesn't scare me. That scene. It's not scary. It's great scene, but it's not the scary scenes in the movie.
To you, it doesn't. I got you.
Yeah. But so that's why I didn't even think of that.
Because I've never really seen The Shining, but I know that scene.
No, you're right, though. It is. It's an iconic scene.
That is the most iconic.
Just like the scene with the priest and Exorcist is not a scary scene, but it's an iconic image from the movie.
Yeah.
It also might be easy to do, like a Children of the Corn type.
You know? Yes, but it's not. Again, I don't think that's like an iconic enough movie.
Yeah, like no one really harkens back to like Children of the Corn. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like that is something that, as a film nerd, I would be like, there's better ones,
right?
Like there's other ones, but visually there's some things. But most people would be like, that's Children of the Corn, and not because they just don't know it, because it's sort of forgotten in the overall expanse.
Yeah,
you can't pass up on Psycho and The Shining and The Exorcist and, whatever else you might want in lieu of Children of the Corn. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That would be my only counterpoint to that. So, all right. So we have our new horror section, which I think would be grand. I really, really do think it's necessary. Yeah. We're in Tarzan now. Okay. I think this is going to be pretty obvious.
Mel, if you keep this, we're done. It's get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
I think. Get rid of it.
Get rid of it. Scott, what is your replacement for this?
Honestly, for me, I would get rid of this and the Casablanca scene, and I would make the Fantasia that whole thing.
That's a huge portion.
Yes.
Are we talking about just The Sorcerer's Apprentice or the entire animated the film, like scenes from the whole thing?
Yeah, not just the Sorcerer's Apprentice, but, iconic scenes from that. Okay. Honestly, I think the best way to end that sequence would be the Night on Doom Mountain.
Yeah. Oh, God, I would love to see that.
Yeah.
Brian, what do you have going in the Tarzan section?
This is where I would like to inject some of the comedy that is not there. I would like to see a few scenes from, some of the iconic comedies. This is where Princess Bride would come in. You could have a scene from Princess Bride. You can have a scene from something like Blazing Saddles.
No, you cannot, but keep going.
Yes, you could.
You could do the
campfire scene. It's fun.
Honestly, in my head, when you were saying comedy, I was like, what do you think the chances are of me getting Mel Brooks as an Indian? as a Native American? Where do you think this lies, guys? Do I have a shot at this?
Yeah, no.
No.
No, this is dreams. This is what we're dreaming of.
Yes, that is absolutely a dream.
Of course, because I like more of the raunchier comedies, I guess you could say. So I would love a scene from Airplane. Like maybe
see,
with
Airplane,
the
you can get away with the dancing sequence.
Either the dance sequence, or I was thinking of the part where they have the inflatable autopilot.
Yeah, you could like just have him like waving hello.
Yeah,
that would work.
You know, so yeah, I would like a little bit of some humor thrown in, because there's really no, I don't think comedy is represented at all.
Film
is
serious work, mate.
I know, but sometimes you gotta laugh, especially after you come out of the horror section. Yeah. I think it transitions nicely into the comedy.
I got two options for this Tarzan thing. I'm curious of which one you guys would want more.
Okay.
Melissa, surprise me.
This is where I figured we could have our Indiana Jones.
Okay, so you're just changing up the direction, the spots.
Yeah, because I was trying to think, like, what the heck to do with this? And I know you had the nice like thing with the idol, but since Tarzan's kind of a long thing, I figured it would be kind of cool if he did like the little walk that he does in the Last Crusade, where he starts with, you know, the penitent man should kneel.
Penitent.
So if you kind of had like that kind of thing, and you'd have like the mock-up of that, what's like the leap
of faith.
Well, yeah, when he's first standing though, like on the tiles.
Yeah,
so in like Latin,
that. Jehovah begins with an I. J. Nothing? Oh my God, I'm like literally describing the scene that you're talking about.
No, yeah, I know. I thought it was with a Y.
No.
Okay.
I think it's with her. Yeah. But in Latin, Jehovah begins with an I. I think it's I.
Okay.
I think it is. And I remember thinking, huh, really? Is that accurate? Because I would have died. This was a portion of the film where I would have just thrown rocks at letters and saw which ones stayed and which ones didn't, because I wouldn't have known.
That was a good idea, actually.
Jehovah in Latin. That's actually one of my favorite. That end sequence in Last of the Crusade, as a kid, I fell in love with that sequence so much because, I don't know, it was something so interesting, all the different little traps and whatnot. And in particular, the letter sequence I really loved. And then the leap of faith where he had to do that. So you would go Last Crusade with that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. No, I like that. I like that a lot. Because the only other mention really of Last Crusade... God, they don't actually have anything in the parks, do they? No. Unless the tank, they do have one of the German tanks. I think that might have been from the filming of Last Crusade.
Yeah, when you're exiting.
It may have been. Yeah, they have the one on display. Scott, I'm sorry. You said Fantasia.
Yes.
Brian, you were...
I would like some comedy.
You want comedy stuff, and you were indie. You were the new indie. Okay. I had two options for this. So we're coming out of the horror thing. And I was thinking, like, what's a good mix of horror and action film? And we had a jungle. Does anyone know where I went with this?
Predator.
Absolutely. I was thinking Predator.
That's fantastic. And I can't believe I didn't think of Predator.
What I would love is, on opposite sides of you, you have the Predator in the trees, like, almost that you can't see him. Like, you have to point it out, but then the red... You know, the red tags, I would love if, like, the red triangle was pointing at the car. Mm-hmm. So, like, at one point it would be on you.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then on the opposite side, I want Arnold covered in mud, raising up the torch. Mm-hmm. And they're about to, like, battle. Now, there is a beat of this. Because I was thinking, like, all right, I don't know how many people really, if that's an iconic thing or if it's just something I find iconic from my childhood. Like, Predator is one of the best 80s action films.
Yeah.
So if you want to do action, it would be great. There are two other things, though, if we just want to knock this thing down totally and redo. Number one, actually, this is probably really what should go there. Why aren't I going down the barrel of a gun with James Bond pointing a weapon at me? And then opening up into a massive James Bond area where we see everyone who's ever played Bond.
Yeah.
In there, you know. Wow. You got your Roger Moore. You got, you know, you go through. You got Connery. You got Moore. George Lazenby. Why not? Because, I mean, he's got to be in there. Timothy Dalton. Brosnan. And then, of course, you know, we have Daniel Craig. And the great thing about this is, sort of like the Hall of Presidents, every time a new Bond comes out, you got a new animatronic you can put in there and be like, we got the new Bond.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that people can actually look forward to. So I think it should be a James Bond thing. Sony now has the rights to that. I think they'd be a little more amiable towards doing something like that. Sony also is kind of working hand in hand with Disney a little bit with Spider-Man.
Already with Spider-Man they're working
so
with
I feel like this is something that they already start in a little bit of a relationship, and it could be something phenomenal. You would have each one in an iconic scene from their films, which I was going to break down, but then I was like, it's a little too much right now. There is one other thing I would love to see, just because I don't know where else it could fit. It is one of the most iconic films of all time. Everyone knows it. The transition doesn't work at all, but Apollo versus Rocky from Rocky One, like the ring, you know, you go over the ring.
Yeah.
But it doesn't fit.
No, but you know what? I think Rocky does need to be in there somewhere.
I feel like Rocky does need to be in here somewhere. There is just something perfect about that movie.
What about if they just even did like, well, when we get to the end.
Okay. All right, so that would be mine. My number one would be Bond. If you want to keep the jungle, Predator.
Yes, and you know what else Predator. I think could fit in that? Because that's a kind of a big section, which would be kind of cool, and it just popped into my noggin. Would be, I would love to see something Goonies.
I was on the interwebs and I put this up, and one of the first responses I got was Goonies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was really surprised by that. That's another film that I do wonder.
I think that's close to my heart, so that's what it is.
That's the thing. I think that's just one of those films that for our generation, it was the film to watch as a kid.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it fits in here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know, but I just would love to see
it. I would love it too. I always wanted a water tube ride where you get shot out and onto you know where Willie's treasure ship was. Mm-hmm. So okay, so now we're going into the Casablanca area. Brian, keep, get rid of it, modify.
I would modify it. I would just like to see it updated.
Okay. Melissa.
Well, I kind of moved it to the beginning, yeah. So.
That's right. So what's here now though?
We've already gone way past this with Mel's thing. Yeah. I think we're...
Yeah. I need a diagram for
yours.
We're
about 2 miles past the end of the ride.
Scott?
I got rid of it.
Okay.
It's been Fantasia, so...
Oh, that's right. This is still your Fantasia thing. This movie has to stay.
Yeah.
This is the best written film of all time. It's one of the best films of all time. It's one of the most iconic sequences of all time. It absolutely stays for me. There's no replacing Casablanca. Get in touch with Bergman's people. Maybe you can get her voice for some. Even though, really, Rick kind of drives that scene. It's fine if it's just Rick saying his thing. Maybe give it a little more dialogue. You know, you go stretch a little back further. But I think she speaks right before that, so I can't do it. I'm absolutely in favor of this staying forever because Casablanca... It's a perfect film, and it absolutely in an attraction that's supposed to be about film, you have to have Casablanca. If you don't have Casablanca, you shouldn't have anything else, in my opinion. Yes,
you know what would be great in the comedy section? I just thought of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, that would be great to see Roger Rabbit back in the area. That would be absolutely great.
That would be a good.
I would love to see
that. Would work in the comedy section.
Bob Hoskins. Yeah, love to see a Bob Hoskins animatronic.
No, that was all. I'm sorry. I don't know why.
So wait, Melissa, where are we with you now?
What do you mean?
Is this a new area or have we gone over this area now? So Casablanca's moved. So what's in Casablanca's space?
It's probably just now been extended because I kind of had longer scenes, so
okay.
Kind of just pushed a little.
All right, so this is okay. All right, I got what you're saying. All right, we had to make room for the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yeah.
Okay.
My fantasy.
All right, cool.
No, it was the six movies, not just the trilogy.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
You had to get the full gamut.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Casablanca. Oh, wait, Scott. And oh, yeah, yours.
Yes, I still have Casablanca.
I keep forgetting.
It'll come later.
Okay, so. Now is when we get into the windsock that is Fantasia. Mm-hmm. For me, this is where just Fantasia should be expanded. Mm-hmm. It should be the Mickey on the mountaintop with the shooting stars, but it should actually be Mickey on a mountaintop with the shooting stars. It going all around you. I think this is still a great place. If you can expand it left to right, like width-wise, absolutely to give it more scale. Mm. I think that is necessary. But this is where I personally feel This is just a, this should have been a placeholder, and they just never stopped it. Yeah. So this area for me should be Fantasia expanded with the Sorcerer's Apprentice sequence. Brian, what do you want to do with this area?
I would love them to do what they originally were going to do with it and make it the, like the tornado scene.
The tornado from, scene, yeah, from Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Okay.
That should tell you what my next answer is.
Yeah, I would give it. Melissa?
I would do what you would do. I would make it a proper Sorcerer's Apprentice, him on the mountain with the comets going overhead and, you know, a little animatronic with his hands pointing up.
Absolutely.
You know, oh, do a proper...
The modern animatronics with that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It would be so cool.
It'd be great.
Yeah. See, Scott, the only thing with me... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Is... the reason why I wouldn't want it... I would love to see it there is, but it's an animated... And nothing else in there is really animated, so I would like.
That's why I feel that it fits, though. This is one. This is the one animated that I would want in here.
Yeah,
because of all the groundbreaking things that it did. Yeah. This would be my animation portion because it's still shot on. It was shot on film. Like it
yeah,
is
no,
film,
I know. So. Yeah, it's just. But that's the only thing for me that I feel like it seems kind of out of all the other Disney.
There was stuff, one other option know? That I had for this. And but it would have had to have been much earlier in the ride. It would have had to predate. See, you would have to either get rid of the Georges Méliès A Trip to the Moon or put it directly after it. And that is Steamboat Willie.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
A one-to-one Steamboat Willie, which then introduces sound to cartoons.
Right.
And then Modern Times was after that. It was actually filmed after Steamboat Willie. So you would go, it would be a Trip to the Moon, Steamboat Willie, then Chaplin. So that was my other previous idea for the animated. But then I remembered, oh yeah, but you know what? Fantasia really should be here because it is kind of here, but it's in a cheaply done way.
Yeah.
It's very it is. Cheaply no, it's done horrible, way. Actually.
So Scott, what would you do with this little section? Is this still part of your Fantasia part? Or
no, I'm with Brian on this one.
Okay, actually make it into the tornado
scene from Wizard of Oz.
Okay. All right. Very cool. So... All right, I'll be shocked if we don't all say something on this one. Wizard of Oz, keep, get rid of it, or modify? Brian, obviously.
Keep, modify. I mean, if they needed to, if they could update the animatronics, maybe, but I still think they're all right.
I kind of feel like they're okay.
Like, I think the witch looks fantastic.
Yeah, the witch is still.
So, I keep, but modify only if they want to update stuff, make it look a little nicer. But
Melissa.
Definitely keep it.
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it. My God. Brian is away from the table. He has walked away from the table. My goodness, woman. Look at what you've done.
I know.
You've torn the castle asunder.
That's what I'm here for.
Scott?
I would modify it.
Okay. I would modify it, too. I would just get different animatronics for the Munchkins.
Yeah.
Melissa, what would you... You're getting rid of Wizard of Oz completely from this attraction.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want there instead?
This is where I would extend Fantasia, because now I would do a proper Night on Bald Mountain. You'd have Chernabog, and you'd have, you know, the spirits coming up from the ground and him doing his whole thing.
You're scaring the hell out of everyone on this ride.
Yeah, you
really. No, because then instead of transitioning into seeing Emerald City, then you transition into Dawn coming in, the the bells tolling, and then, you know, Chernabog going back, and you'd have, you know, the one animatronic doing the whole thing. He'd come up and then he'd go back down, and then yeah, your last thing would be the bridge with the monks or whatever going across it with the candles, so then it would end on a sweet note.
Wow. All right. And so now you get rid of the scene where they're going to the Emerald City as well.
Yeah, that would be the monks on the bridge.
Okay. Oh, I got you. I got you. I got you. Okay. So he goes into it, and then you move on.
Yeah.
Basically, the same storytelling as The Wizard of Oz, but with different chess pieces.
Yeah.
Okay. That is shocking to me.
I know.
I'm really surprised.
I don't care for Wizard of Oz. It's all right.
This is my shocked face. On radio. It's not even radio. Future. All right. So, do you then keep them walking, Brian? Do you then keep them walking to the Emerald City?
Yeah.
Scott?
No, I actually, my modification is to shorten this a little bit.
Oh, okay. All right. So what do you want to do with that?
I mean, obviously you have to keep the scene with the witch.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's perfect. But I guess the drive up through with all the munchkins, maybe make less munchkins.
All right. So what would you want to do post that scene? Because then you have the shot of, you know, the four of them going up to the Emerald City.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to keep that or do you want to get rid of that?
I mean, it's just the animatronics, right? It's not like a... Yeah, you know, I'd keep that. I'd
okay.
Keep that. You keep that one? I take it back. I take it back. All right. I just shorten the beginning of that part.
Okay, I got you. All right, so then we're really coming to the end of our attraction. We now have basically the film clips. Would there be anything you guys would want differently in the film clips?
No, I think it's fine. I mean, honestly, I haven't seen the new updated one, but...
I saw it today online.
I always kind of really... I don't know. It kind of gets me like...
Yeah, like no, a little, it does. It gets me excited.
Goosebumpy.
Yeah.
See, this is where... Because that section... That section is really big. Because both of the carts come in. You know, and there's a lot of open space. That's where I would put all of my iconic Casablanca, Indiana Jones. You know what I mean? And just have little portions of those and then shorten the film that you watch.
You want a grand finale with a bunch of scenes in one big room.
Right.
Okay.
That's so you'd have, you know, it would just be a black room you come into. And kind of like the gangster scene before, you know, you pop on light, you know, Casablanca, blah, blah, blah. And then boom, another light goes on the other side, Indiana Jones, blah, you know? And then
okay.
And then, because a lot of times when I'm watching that end film, I'm kind of like, I'm excited about it, but I've been sitting for so long, I'm kind of just like, all right, is this the end? Is this the end?
Interesting.
So I figure if you have different things to draw your attention, it might make you more, you know, interested. All
right. My finale pretty much stays the same. My only change would be, I don't know, it's probably too heavy for the ride. But I like the idea that, you know, certain films can kind of transcend when they were made. And there is a thing, a film that was done in the 30s. No, 40s. I believe it was late 30s or early 40s. I forget the year all of a sudden. And that's Chaplin's The Great Dictator Speech, which you may have heard on the internet at one point or another. I'll put it on the webpage as well. There's something about that speech, and you can actually put it to film clips that then mirror what he is talking about. Because he's basically talking about the strife of humanity, which is shown in film in one way or another. And I think that you could use that as a basis of all of your film clips instead of just, you know, some music.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the music is great. I love hearing John Williams' Star Wars, you know, kick in and all that. But it's more of a goosebumpy thing for me when I listen to The Great Dictator. And I think it has something a lot to say about how much more film can be than just, you know, 2 hours, you know, in the dark.
Yeah.
So that would be our great movie rides. That would be many, many different versions. Melissa went on a very, very different version.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's only one thing I would like to, if they had a little different. You know how when you walk into the attraction, you walk by some of the sets, you know, costumes and pieces from movies. If they put that at the end. If they had like a room you went out into that had that. So this way people can actually spend some time. Because otherwise, you're looking at it, but you got to move because people want to come through. And
yeah, you're on a line.
You know, when you're getting off the ride, you'd be more apt to look at that stuff. And
yeah, more of that stuff would be great.
More
of it. I would just like put more in the beginning and more at the end.
Yeah, at the beginning's fine too, yeah. But I would like it at the end so you can kind of, you know.
Have a little more of a showroom.
Kind of like when you got out of the backlot tour.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You know? Yeah, you want a little bit more of a showroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Somewhere
where
you can really, really look around. Yeah. Kind of like at the end of the animation tour where you would look around all the different art and the maquettes over there. Nice. So okay, great. I think that was fun.
That was good stuff.
That was very fun with that. That was good stuff. I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you dug it, then, you don't know, tweet us and let us know what you thought. What are some of your ideas? And you can tweet us at Diz Magic Hour Pod. But right now you're listening to Snow White Remixed Live by Pogo. You can find more of his music over on soundcloud.com/PogoMix. His video is at youtube.com/Pogo. And his home web address is PogoMix.net. We are LastGenPodcast.com. As I said, find us on Twitter at Diz Magic Hour Pod. And on Facebook, just search for Disney Magic Hour and you'll find a little group over there. And then head on over to iTunes, subscribe, 5 stars. Very, very helpful. Thank you very much. Say goodnight, Brian.
Goodnight, Brian.
Say goodnight, Melissa.
Goodnight, Melissa.
Say goodnight, Scott.
Goodnight, Scott.
Goodnight, Pete. And say goodnight, Pogo.
We are staying.